As we continue our study in God and creation, I want to clarify, as always, that creation isn't God. God created. And so when we look at a tree, that tree is not God, but it could tell us characteristics of the creator, just like someone who painted a painting, you can see characteristics of their personality within the painting that they created. And so with that, today we're going to talk about storms, God in storms. Here in Warrenton, Missouri, we have storms happening right now outside. It's raining, it's been cloudy all day, and it reminds me of so many times in the middle of the night when you're sleeping and the thunder wakes you up. And then it also reminds me of different times where I've been out camping and it started to rain. And we've had to hurry up and clean up so that we would be able to leave and stay dry. And so storms oftentimes carry very fond memories, or not fond, but very clear memories, because our memories are associated with feelings, and storms oftentimes bring about feelings because they either have scared us or something drastic has happened, and it embeds itself into our mind, which is really interesting because that's how God describes himself in the Bible. He describes himself as a storm, and I see in times where storms leave that stamp on my mind, and when I remember different things being outside and such. But what I want to do is I want to talk about a storm, and I want to talk about thunder. God compares himself to both of these things in the Bible in different spots, and actually many spots concerning the major and minor prophets, because he's using them as an example of his wrath. If the Israelites do not turn from their wicked ways and repent, God is going to be like a storm. And so what I want to first talk about is the storm. So this specifically talks about God's wrath, and I'm going to cover just two different places in which he talks about it. The first one is Psalm 83:15, and it says, "As fire consumes the forest, as the flame sets the mountains ablaze, so may you pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your hurricane." Tempest is a lightning storm, and then the hurricane is a storm. I just think about the Hurricane Matthew and what it's doing in Florida, or what it did in Florida, and the impact that it had on some friends that I had down there, and how they have to go back and fix their house. David is writing the psalm and talking about his wrath on people, and then he also, Jeremiah covers it in chapter 30, verse 23. "Behold the storm of the Lord. Wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intentions of his mind. In the latter days, you will understand this." And so we see the example of God's wrath here. It is compared to a storm, and specifically a tempest with high winds, a destructive and devastating storm. This isn't something that we just see thunder and lightning in the distance. This is something that is in the midst of us with high mile per hour winds, and it is something that we are scared of. We don't want to go through this stuff. And so that's why God in his amazing grace gives us an out through Jesus. But now I want to talk about thunder. God is compared to thunder in certain ways concerning his voice and how he communicates. Multiple times, not just in what we're going to look at, but in Exodus, he is known to talk to the Israelites and sound like thunder. There is a point in which he sounds like thunder on the mountain of Sinai. And so we see that. But in this, the first one we're going to look at is Job 37:2. And it says, "Keep listening to the thunder of his voice and the rumbling that comes from his mouth. Under the whole heaven, he lets it go and is lightning to the corners of the earth. After it, his voice roars. He thunders with his majestic voice, and he does not restrain the lightning when his voice is heard." God thunders wondrously with his voice. He does great things that we cannot comprehend. The thunder represents power. We see God's power in this. If you, the thing that wakes me up in the middle of the night is thunder. It is his way of loudly communicating to us and saying, "I am God." He shows all of this through this loud, booming voice that, I don't know if you've ever been at home and you've been inside and lightning strikes near your house and you get the loudest thunder, that thunderclap that hits your house and it rattles everything in your house. That's what I imagine this to be. God is so powerful, and in this he shows himself powerful. Psalm 104:7 says, "At your rebuke they fled, at the sound of your thunder they took to flight," showing that these people were scared of the power of God. But I want to tell you something that I hope is encouraging. In Mark 4:35-41, we see the story of Jesus, and he's sleeping during the storm in the most tumultuous time, when they're on the water and it is just waving. The waves are so bad. Jesus is sleeping and his disciples are scared, and they wake him up and he calms the storm. What I love in this picture is that Jesus is in control. Even though a lot of this stuff, whenever it talks about his wrath is like a storm and his voice is like thunder, and it can be very fearful and it can be scary to think about, we got to remember that Jesus is in control at those times. At no point is there anything out of his control. And so when you see a storm, remember his power, remember how great he is, but also remember his sovereignty in your life, and that when you're going through these times, God is in control of the storm. And so I hope that encourages you, and I hope that helps you get to know God just a little bit better.